Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
We are discussing, I think it's our last day of discussing achieving balance, body, mind, and spirit, and taking calls for on-air reading. So welcome callers and listeners. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number, and please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, because that lets us know that you would like a reading. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. I think, again, we will take callers first and then get into our topic. 203 is our first. Hi.
Hi. Hi. It's been a long time. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I was looking at your number knowing I recognized it and couldn't figure out why, and now I know.
It's been a while. Amazing memory.
Thanks.
7/12/53 is the birth date. I sort of have a two-part question. I've applied to this place a number of months ago. The woman said, I'm getting in because she interviewed me. My hairdresser just said yesterday, oh, I know someone on the board. I'm going to put in a good word to see if you can get in sooner. I'm wondering if I will get in sooner. And also, I've got a man interested in me and wondering if that would affect my living situation. The first time in about 31 years I'm considering, you know, following up on someone.
Okay, so Pat, there's, first of all, rustling. I don't know why there's rustling in the background, but if you could, like, maybe... No, it's okay. We just want to be able to hear you. So don't apologize for that. I just want to make sure we can hear you. The question first is, was this a job that you're being recommended for or an apartment?
Housing. Affordable housing.
Oh, great. That's great. And how is the work aspect going for you?
Been terrible. I've lost almost everything.
She's on 7/12/53. She's 28/10/1. And so you're not doing great with the work. You're still in the apartment that's above the nonprofit. Am I remembering
exactly? Exactly.
But you're moving. Possibly.
I applied, and when I called the woman to say, "Do you think I'll even get in?" and she said, "Oh, you're getting in. I interviewed you, so she likes me." And I think I'm in. I know I'm a good candidate for that place. So I feel confident at that. But she said not till May or June. Now my hairdresser says, when you want to move? In a month? I don't know if he has any pull or not. I'm just curious.
If he has pull, your hairdresser. And so also, according to the lady, be May or June, but your hairdresser, because he's kind of in, possibly, says it could be sooner, and you want to move sooner.
I do, because all my money goes to my rent, and the past 3 months I've had almost no work. It got worse than even ever before, so it's been dire, but I'm surviving, and, I'm just working so hard to walk through this. This has been one of the hardest points in my life, and I am getting better.
Okay. Just one other question about the housing. I remember you were saying that you didn't want to be in like a high rise. You wanted to be more in, you didn't want to have to move somewhere where it was like an urban jungle type thing.
I don't have that choice.
Oh, so it's just, it's going to be more like not as much the environment that you want, but still good.
Absolutely. Part of my heart will break, but it's also going to be one of the best opportunities.
Yeah.
And then at times I wonder, well, am I going to end up in a relationship and will this be completely different? And some guy has come around and we've texted just a little.
Okay.
And it's been 31 years, so I'm scared.
Okay, and what about him? Do you have his birth date?
I don't. His name...
That's okay.
Okay.
What about his, like, background? Just give us a little bit, and then we'll get into answering
well,
the question.
Well, I approached him because he had a hound in his car. All I can tell you about him is he seems to love music, and he does landscape work. I think he's got a small house, maybe near the water. I can't say much about him. I don't know much.
You don't know much. So, I mean, probably proceeding mm-hmm. with caution. How did you meet him?
I actually approached him because he had a beautiful, beautiful hound in his truck.
Oh, it was
truck.
The dog that made you approach him.
Yeah.
I see.
And then he may have me do a portrait. So it came from that. And then he seemed interested and texted me a little bit.
I want to say that after the last show that you called, Neil and I looked, because you're connected with us on Facebook, I think you follow us, and we looked at your portraits of animals and were so impressed, Pat. I mean, they are wonderful.
Thank you so
much. You're welcome.
And I really, you know, it should go. It should go. And I'm ready to try and, you know, have the universe get this moving because it's been a standstill. But I've been suffering, so maybe that's why.
Okay, well, what do you think about the hairdresser, Neil? Do you think that's accurate? That she could move in sooner?
Well, not entirely. I mean, it won't hurt.
What won't hurt?
That his influence.
Oh, his influence won't hurt.
It won't hurt that you have that as a card to play. But I think it's going to take more effort. I think there's a concentrated effort you may have to make instead of just being more laid back about it and being a little bit more passive. I think, Pat, you need to sort of get in there and become more actively involved, calling maybe voice to voice, whoever may happen to be in charge, and seeing if there's possibly something that you can do to speed it up, also with your hairdresser. You know, I mean, he may have some influence, but the powers that be may not really care. And so
right.
It might just be an effort on your part. There seems to be another agency where you had some problems in paying a bill, or there was confusion over a bill. Have you had to have any, in any other part of your life, have you had any problems with bills lately?
No, I haven't. Only mistakes with, a lost, the management was bad in one of my apartment buildings years ago, and they said I didn't pay, and I, you know, I proved because I had a money order, so that was taken care of. I don't have anything on my record. I got
a
parking.
No. I don't mean, wait a minute, I don't mean that. When did this little incident take place?
That was years ago.
Okay, well, I'm going back. Okay, so don't worry, I'm going back there. For some reason in the energy field of your, because that's still in your, that theme still has to do with your living space.
So there's a block.
There's a correlation.
Right. Okay.
So that correlation years ago where there was a mistake about you paying, but you proved it, whatever.
That's somehow interfering with the energy field.
Well, that problem that you had there, even though it was solved, the energy of that is now manifesting in this situation. So you have some problem with home living energy. Your master number is one, so that would somewhat signify you have a one in
one
your
year.
Second number.
Yeah,
so that would signify that you do have karma.
712 is a 10.
Yeah, you do have karma in your in the land, in the earth, and homes. You're also 64, which is a 10-1. So that just means you were having some problem. But that's a part of the process. I think what I would suggest you do is become more actively involved in making phone calls to these people. Don't annoy them, but kind of get up there a little bit, and maybe with the hairdresser's help, something might be done by, I don't know. I mean, you're not moving in for what, 6 months? What's that? What'd she say?
Well, it's May or June in terms of what she was told by the housing people. But
well, you
possibly
could be,
sooner if the hairdresser has some influence.
Yeah, but you could get it locked in that you're going to be the one in October. Okay?
Okay, so she has the second part two. Part two is her
October? I'm sorry, October?
Yeah.
This month?
Well, you can have it locked in the month of October.
You mean locked in to, like, set up to move,
yeah.
Not necessarily move in October.
No, not move in. Not move in. You could have it locked in that you're going to be the one that gets it in October. But you need to do, you need to follow through on what I'm suggesting.
In terms of the arrangements, setting the arrangement. So, I mean, when the move-in is going to take place is unclear right now. May, May or June, or if it's earlier, but set it up so it's a locked-in deal.
Yeah.
Then she had a question about this guy, which I would, you know, my first vibe is cautious with someone she doesn't know that well.
She approached him because
yeah.
he had a beautiful dog, and
yeah.
she wanted to, and then he picked up on her, and it started to kind of connect with you, wanted to connect. What's the most obvious thing he said? Did he say, well, let's go out for a drink or coffee, or we should go for a walk? What did he say?
No, not yet. Just sort of conversation about the beautiful weather and music. What kind of music do you like? And he's on a diet and on an exercise machine. And
is he a little bit overweight?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so he's probably somewhat of a gentle guy. I mean, he might like, you know, I don't know if he likes country, western, what is taste in music?
What's his taste in music?
It was early jazz, so on and so on, and then surf rock, which...
Oh, boy. Well, the jazz is good, the surf rock.
Well, he seems... And he's single, obviously?
Yes. I don't know. I haven't had enough of a conversation, but I'm assuming that. But
yeah,
I can't be
know,
sure.
I don't know. He may be kind of laid back and easygoing and doesn't like too much responsibility. It doesn't mean that he hasn't collected responsibilities, but yeah, he might.
Oh.
It might turn into a companionship that could become physical.
He loves the Berkshires, which is my favorite place in the world. So
the
we have similar tastes, the Berkshires. It's up in Massachusetts.
Oh, the
and,
woods? The mountains?
Yeah. Yeah, so we have similar interests, I think, dogs and country and beautiful country and
yeah. You know, this may become a romance for you. It might become a romance. I agree with you. She has to be cautious.
Yeah, I would say so.
But
you know, proceeding with caution, getting to know someone is perfectly legitimate way to get into a relationship. You want to get to know them.
Yeah, you know, go online and see if you can check out his profile, what he likes, and if he's on Facebook.
Do you know his last name?
Yes, I do. It's
yeah.
Don't tell us.
But start investigating him. That's why I asked.
I did. I can't find anything about him.
Really?
Well, there's ways to find out, but. I mean,
he doesn't do Facebook. I found his address, but if I wanted more information, I'd have to pay for it. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Find out if he's ever kept a journal or he's ever tried to write or sketch himself.
Sketch himself like a self-portrait?
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
No, doodle, you know?
If he's artistic
doodle.
Like you.
Even if it's stick figures.
Yeah.
You know, find that stuff out. Have you yourself had anything to do with an eye exam lately or needing one?
I just had one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm picking up on. So I would say that probably the advice we're giving you right now is pretty clear and presently safe advice, accurate. But if you're saying, well, could this guy be a romance? The answer is yes.
Okay,
Pat, and just really quickly, one question. There was a question on the last episode, too, about a gentleman who was in a nursing home. Did you ever reach him?
Oh, my very, very good friend. Yes, I did. Thank you. Oh, my goodness, you have such a memory. But may I ask, he keeps promising to give me some money. He keeps trying to sell me his plane for parts, and he's got a legal thing going on where he's owed money. Do you see any of that coming through soon, or any of it coming through? He's a dear. He's a good friend.
I don't know. What do you think, Neil, quickly? I don't know. She's asking if anything's going to come through with this man who is promising her money, a man in a nursing home.
Oh, the old guy? Is this her?
Yes. No, you're, well, yes, but he's thinking you're somebody else. You're confused.
Oh.
No, this is a friend. This is a friend. We had another person with a relationship across the country. This is not the same thing.
This is not the same thing.
No,
he's promised you some money.
Yeah, he keeps hoping this someone's going to buy his plane for parts. That's the first thing. And then he's got
would not rely.
Pat, was the figure anywhere near or around or rounding off to 8,000 to 10,000, even if you had to guess?
Much more for the sale.
No, your part?
Oh, goodness. We haven't talked that, but I would love that much. That would save me so much.
Why does he want to give you a share?
Because we love each other. We're good, 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 good friends.
Friends. When was the last time you spoke to him?
This morning. We talk a number of times a week.
Okay. We got to move on. But there's a possibility that you could get anywhere from 6,000 to 10,000. But I can't go into any more details than that right now.
Okay, Pat.
Thank
good luck.
You so much. God bless you both. Thank you.
Okay.
Good to talk
you're welcome,
to you.
You're welcome. Keep us
bye-bye.
Posted.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Okay, 310, is this Valeska?
Yes, it is.
Hi. 10-14-79. She's a 32 equals 5. What's going on, Valeska?
I know that when I spoke to Neil last, he told me that I could, you know, call you guys on my show. I'm having a very hard time with this foot that no longer works. And, you know, like I told you, I don't feel right here now. Like, you know, I'm having to do lawyer stuff and or like see doctors and things, and I'm just really tired of this.
You have two problems. One is finishing up whatever you need to do karmically on the earth. It may not be pleasing and it may be irritating to you, but there may be some karma element in some of the hard work you have to do on an earth level just to wrap things up. Even if it is having to do with paperwork or doctors or lawyers, there may be some karma composition in there that you just need to take care of so that upon crossing over, it doesn't address you anymore. Those little nitpicky things can still address your soul. That's one thing. The other is the increased, now listen carefully, but Valeska, the increased dialogue with spirit guides, and it, particularly not in your waking hour where you may be imagining it, but in your sleep, in your dreams. If you're not getting content in your dreams, something's blocking. There's something blocking because your desire to transcend in the way you want to cross over in the way you want to, this is what we're picking up as psychics. This is a requirement that you need to converse with them first. I may be wrong, you may cross over before, but if you want our opinion, that's what we feel is crucial. Now, why there's a block there, we don't know yet.
Can I ask, has there been, since we talked last week, any dreams, any content that you can relay?
No, because I don't remember any of it. I mean,
that's part of the problem. That's a piece of the puzzle.
Or maybe I'm not even dreaming. I don't know.
Well, there's something... There's something going on in chakra number 6. So when you go to sleep, You probably are astral projecting, but you're not bringing back information.
Are you on?
Well, so it's like you had a dog, and you wanted to go out to get something, but it always comes back with nothing in its mouth. It's going out, but nothing's coming back.
But
in.
is she? Because are you taking? I mean, I know you're in pain and everything, so it's not like a value judgment. But are you on medication? Because that can also
yes.
block.
Yes, I that know it is. I mean, I don't
know that. We were just discussing that on a topic about Xanax, that can be a big block.
For astral travel.
Yeah. And if you're taking medication, that might be a block. I don't know. That's going to take a deeper analysis as to how to, one, if you need that medication, how to get around it to remember your astral travel. But something's going on and you're not bringing it back to your consciousness.
But in terms of Valeska's, you know, right now Valeska is here. So managing her energy while she is here is part of what she needs to do.
Yeah, could be.
So also, you know, this frustration that you're having is going to be counterproductive to any movement towards what you want. And I mean, that can also make you stuck. Maybe part of what you have to do is go through this. I mean, I don't know, go through this legal journey. Maybe part of your role is to help other people that might be, you know, might be hurt by this doctor. I don't know if you've considered that at all.
I mean, he's already been sued for this. How am I going to matter?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, a personal choice. I what was I telling you about? That was a TV show I watched, and it was about this woman who got viral encephalitis, and there were a few cases. It's a very rare type of encephalitis. And the woman, one of them, ended up writing this article, and because she was a writer, writing this article, ended up saving like three other lives because of the rareness of this disease, but her article saved these people. So, I mean, one person can make a difference, I think. I'm not sure, you know, in this regard, how you could make an impact by suing this doctor, but there's got to be some way, you know, being a voice for people who are, you know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that certainly could be part of the wrap-up of your earthly walk. It seems to me that there's something in your karmic energy that has created this crisis in terms of trying to cross over and having a conflict. So that as you pull on that tail, it gets deeper because then it gets into your foot and the bad doctor and all that. What we're trying to conclude is how to help you in your wish to naturally go on. And what our determination is that non-judgmentally, that as we look at there's something that needs to be done. The contingency is dialoguing with spirit guides, and the problem is you're not retaining the information. So they may even be telling you answers that you're not being able to bring back to the earth level. And that's where we need to unblock that. It's like you're in a cave, and there was a cave in, and the wall between you and the prisoner or the person trapped is too thick. We can't hear it. We got to get a drill hole in there to figure out what's being said on the other side to you. And then once we get that, then I think you're going to have an easier time. But how do we do that? I don't know yet, you know. I mean, it might be I don't know yet. You'd have to analyze what's causing this block.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, part of it is medication. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe the medication.
Absolutely, and that's a catch-22 because she's in pain.
Yeah.
The medication is a catch-22 because if you're in pain and you need medication and it's blocking you, you're in a kind of cycle.
It messes up your brain waves not for the purpose of reducing the pain, but doesn't seem to be helping, but in the purpose of receiving the brain waves from the astral realm and then bringing it back to the consciousness of your mind. That's where we're having a problem. And of course we can't solve it on the radio, but that's what our theory is right now. So we're on your side. we're trying to figure out what is, you know, how to unblock this. That's the problem. We don't know yet. I just don't know yet. We haven't had enough time to really look at it diligently the way we should. But
I thought I was done.
You keep cutting out. What?
I thought when I finished with my mother that I was karmically done here.
No, you're not. You're not. Then you would be over. That's fine to think that. But the proof
I thought that's what we had. That's kind of what you had said when I spoke to you first.
That's true. But there's a problem. And we have to be responsible in looking at that problem. Yes, in that respect, yes. But something else is going on, obviously, that maybe in that reading, you weren't able to even bring it to my attention because of the block. What I'm saying, Valeska, is that there's a block we're discovering now that we didn't know before, that there is some kind of block going on. So, you know, we either ignore it and we go about stupidly and just say, well, we don't know what's going on. Or we say, okay, there's a block there. Now let's try to figure out what it is. Because the statement about your karma with your mother was correct. What I'm saying is that there is a shadow there that's cast upon the final step.
Right, because
and that's now starting to come up.
It's multi-layered in terms of like in being able to get off the planet. It's not just contingent on, you know, karmic relationship with one person. There's other factors we're mentioning.
We don't know what there's something in there that's obviously holding it up. And so it's like when you're running a test and you think, okay, everything looks great. And then you start the engine and something's rattling. There's something in there that we're discovering slowly, but that's the problem. So you can't say, oh, well, you're wrong. What you got to say is, okay, I hear what you're saying. Let's get to that. That's what we need to do, if anything, okay. Or at least what we need to do.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Okay, Valeska.
So what do I try to do to move forward?
Either you have to experiment in your own way to try to figure out, according to Valeska, how to bring back information for yourself. Or, you know, you seek our services or something like that. The best way is for you to do it on your own. If that's not possible, then sometimes you need help. I don't know, you know. We're being very honest with you.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know. My first suggestion is try it on your own. Of course, that's our most, generous suggestion that maybe you can find it. But you know, if it doesn't work, I don't know. It's going to be something you have to experiment with before you go to sleep.
Okay.
All right, Valeska,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Lena, hi.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi. So can you reiterate what you sent in the email? Because I got it during the show, so I wasn't able to relay it to Neil. And I kind of half read it myself, so...
Oh, okay. Well, I think you guys know the situation that's been going on for way too long with this man that's been antagonizing me and harassing me. And unfortunately, I got my brother involved, and he tried to call him to talk to him to find out what the story, why he won't leave me alone. And it sort of turned on me, and now my family is like text messaging him, and he's saying all this nonsense that's not true about me to make me look bad. I guess he's mad that I won't go out with him. I have a relationship with him, so he's trying to get revenge back at me. He's even going to he's even listing fake jobs, sending people around town where I live. I had to change my phone number yesterday, so my aunt, my niece lives in Arizona, and she asked me if I wanted to move there. But, you know, I don't have any money, and I don't know how I would even get there. So I'm just like, I am supposed to start a you know, a temporary job at Macy's next week. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do here. I mean,
that's really tough. I mean, as far as the new job, because remember we talked to Lena on Wednesday and she said she got a job with Macy's.
Yeah, window dressing.
Right. But she has an opportunity to move. And this is like move in with your niece and she has housing for you and things like that.
Yeah, but she can't support me. She's, you know, got her own, you know, life and husband.
Right.
And all, you know, she's 48 years old. And I mean, I could live there temporarily, not forever. I don't, you know, she would give me a, you know, a little bit of a lead way to get on my feet, but she can't support me. I mean, I still have expenses, a phone, gas, car, and I can't leave my car here because I need my car if I go there. You know,
right, so
I mean,
you'd have to drive your car instead of, like, I was thinking, oh, you could take a Greyhound bus. That's probably relatively inexpensive, but you've got all this stuff that you need to bring, so that wouldn't work. As far as this guy, have you filed a police report?
I have filed a police report many months ago, and I even had a police officer text him and contact him that he's not no longer to contact me or I'm going to press charges. But he has other people doing his dirty work, and he's got he's sending me emails from different, you know, profiles and calling me, and so he's not doing the actual. So it's just a lot
of
nonsense.
This sounds silly. This sounds absolutely ridiculous to me. Why is he so obsessed with you?
I got no idea. I never had a date with the guy. I kept telling him no, I don't want to.
Well, he's sick. The guy, I mean, if this is all, if you're giving us, I'm assuming you're giving us accurate information. The guy's sick. He's getting light. There's something wrong with him.
But he's interfering with her family.
Yeah,
and
but I would, if I were you, I would contact a police officer and go there with the police officer and confront him. Say, look, I'm having
away.
A problem.
Yeah, he moved 3 hours away last summer. He doesn't even live near me.
You know what? Just block him. Block him and don't pay it.
She blocked him.
I changed my phone number.
He's contacting her family. He's putting fake ads. What do you mean fake ads? Explain that real quick.
He's listing fake jobs on Indeed, and then he's sending me emails. Sorry you didn't get the job.
Oh, he's trying to harass her via fake job.
How did you meet this guy? Real quickly, how'd you meet this guy? Real quick.
Mm-hmm. I met him at Starbucks 2 years ago. I was charging my phone, and he came in, and I gave him a weird. I had a really bad feeling about him back then. I don't even know why.
Okay, but how far did how far did the relationship go from there?
Nothing, Neil. All we
did
was
he invite you to move in, though?
Yes, he did. He asked me many times to move to Orlando and live with him. I kept saying no. He even said to me, "Oh, you probably need some money. Let me give you money."
Well, okay.
I was like, "No money."
You know what?
Contact the Orlando police.
You might want to contact police, but I would I would ignore him. And if he's giving your family problems, they can take action or ignore him too. Get on with your life.
Well, they're believing him is the problem.
No, they're feeding into. No, you don't understand. They're feeding into him. It's almost like they become like his friend, and they're.
Well, you know what, Lena? I think what I would, our best bet is to get you independent, to get you autonomous and independent.
So.
And I think with this job you're getting, I'd rather focus on you having an independent, healthy life than all this.
Okay,
nonsense.
So that brings in the idea of. So I'm thinking that better to stay in Florida right now, do the job. And then, you know, if the opportunity to move in with your niece is still there in 3 months or something, after you've worked at the job for a while, see if this is developed into something permanent or not, and then move, you're going to have more money. And you can continue to look for other work, and then that can be the deciding factor. I mean, whether you're going to get work where you're, you know, moving to with your niece is undecided.
I agree. I agree with Kristen. Here's the thing. Get the window dressing job. See if that turns into full-time employment. While you're doing that, look for other bookkeeping work and just focus on that right now. Don't worry about anything else. Don't spread your mind into where you're going to move, what you're going to – just right now, let's do the step-by-step approach, which leads to a better life. I think we got to do step-by-step instead of 8 steps at a time.
That option will be open to you, right, with your niece? I mean, if she wants you to move in now, she's not going to change her mind 5 months down the road, right?
I hope not. I mean, I
that's not the question. We don't want to project that far. Just right now. Don't worry about your niece. Right now, get the job, the window dressing job. See if it turns into something full time. Keep looking for bookkeeping work. Period. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything else right now. I think we have to take one step at a time. And where your mind isn't going to other people helping you out, we're just doing one step at a time. I think you could get out of this within 4 months easily. That's my theory right there.
Okay, so Neil, you don't think moving to Arizona would be the key to
not
starting
yet.
New life?
The way that I'm getting this, all this, the mess that's occurring is we're trying to go into it, seeing how to figure, we're trying to help you. So as we move forward to try to help you, and we discover all this mess, I think there's a tweaking and a readjustment, which is to take today as it stands and move just day by day in the station you're in right now. The overall picture is going to get you out of your mess, but I'd rather do it in a way to where you don't have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And I think if we do it this way, Lena, you're going to be, you'll be happier, and you'll say, you know what, this was the right way. I see how it's happening. That's what our plan is. And I think this is going to be the better way of doing it than trying to figure out how to make everybody work for you in your life. That's getting too complicated.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like depending on people.
So let's take one step at a time. Lena's the only person in the movie right now. Window dressing, full-time work. Yeah, Lena dressing, full-time work. And then
Lena
we will
dressing,
see
window dressing.
What I think?
Lena dressing.
Lena, yes.
But she'll
Lena,
be dressing. Lena, she'll be dressing the
don't
windows.
Dress in the windows right now.
Okay.
But that's where we need to be.
Okay. And then she can save and, you know, so on and so.
Yeah. Maybe 4 months we could see it.
That's
a
what
change.
I said. 4 months.
Oh, good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Lena?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Good luck.
All right. Bye.
Oh, Bye. Okay, who is next? 253, then 416, then 336. That's the order. 253, hi.
Hi, I'm just listening.
Okay. 416, then, is our next caller. Hi.
Hi there. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. It's
hi.
Jane. How are you doing?
Jane? Oh, that's right. From Canada?
From Canada, yes.
Yeah, I remember
you.
Remember
all this?
I don't know. Something's working in my brain correctly, but as far as where I put something, forget
good
it.
Good memory.
Jane, what's your birth date? So I don't remember. I think you're compounded, but I don't remember.
It's the 18th of June, 70.
70?
That's right.
What is it?
18th of June, 1970.
Always say the month first.
32. I didn't remember her birthday at all. 6-7. Well, she's from Canada. They do it backwards there.
No. But in the numerical 32. Energy, just for a hint, always say June 18, 1970. June 18, 1970.
Okay.
Put the 18 first.
It screws up the whole energy of the birthday.
Even in the vocal
really?
Energy changes the dynamic. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so a little numerology lesson there. Jane, what is going on with you?
Well, I have a female supervisor who keeps trying to humiliate me in every way she can. I don't report to her, and she gets others involved, including a male team lead who's very vocal and a bit arrogant and who I dislike. Are they trying to make me quit? Like, what can you pick up? And
so real quick, what type of work do you do?
I'm a travel consultant.
A travel consultant?
I work in a call. Yeah, I work in
you
a call
You work in a
center.
What?
I work
center?
In a call center.
Yeah, okay.
A very large call center.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I have their dates of birth if you want it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, the female is 2/26/76.
Okay.
And the male is 1/20/73.
Oh, they're both kind of mean.
Yeah, like the remarks that they're making, they're creating a lot of drama. I don't even, you know, I try to ignore their behavior and what they're saying, but even discriminatory remarks. As far as my age, they found out my age. They know that I'm not married. I don't have kids. You know, even they're making like body shaming comments and things like the way I dress. Like it's getting to the point. Like even like yesterday, all the comments that were made, like me not taking a bio break and like just like because they have access to a screen where they know if I'm on my break, on you know if I'm working. You know,
is there a way to go to human resources and report them? Are you afraid to do that or?
Yeah. Yeah. I think things will get worse because, you know, they're getting other managers involved. Like it's because they have these titles, they think they can act, you know, in the way they want to and say whatever they want.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the problem. You have a couple of problems. Number one now listen to me closely. So you can listen to the archives if you don't get it all. You're a five, he's a five, and she's a six. That's 16. And that's your two numbers,
reversed.
6-1 reversed. It's a karmic family dynamic. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you have any siblings?
Half siblings.
Or did you ever have any rivalry with them?
The female one, I think, a bit. Like, I don't know. It's just,
okay, that's all
I'm
you can
not
know. Don't worry. It's quick answers, quick questions, quick answers.
So that's part of
these two people
trail.
Are working on the mentality of a 14-year-old. They're like 14-year-old. It's like you're in the eighth grade and you're like back in the eighth grade, and these 14-year-olds are acting like nasty
horrible
little eighth graders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you see, the problem is that's the physical problem. That's the psychological mentality of these people. And that happens in life. The other problem you have is that it's a karmic tribe. These two people, these creepy people that are giving you trouble, and I don't know if there's any merit at all to what they're saying. If you're guilty of doing anything that they could say, well, look what she did and you did do it. Is there any merit in that at all?
There's none. I mean, I don't interact with them at all. I ignore it because I know what, you know.
Do you work well? Are you conscious of your work?
Yes, I do work well. They know that.
Okay.
It sounds like they're also beyond the work aspect. They're attacking her on a personal level.
I know. They're creepy people.
Yes,
so
that's right.
So
exactly.
Here's what's going on. You see, it's a tribal thing that they're doing. It's a past life kind of family dynamic. And obviously your parents were divorced?
Well, they weren't married actually.
Okay
so that's
so there's, okay, we got a mess in there. So this is a dynamic that's going on one at a very on a very conscious earthly level. You got little eighth graders acting inappropriately towards you because they're immature, and then you've also have a layer of energy that has to do with a karma with these people. You know what, in situations like this, when we get clients like this, Chris and I, we work through the energy of trying to reduce it. That's the first solution. If it can be broken off and just done with. Aside from that, I mean, do you want to keep your job and not let them push you out?
Yeah, until I leave. I mean, I want to leave on my own terms, not...
Yeah, got
you know,
it. I got
by
it.
And how long have you been employed, Jane, at the job, just out of curiosity?
Over 11 years. And
11 years. Interesting.
Yeah.
Over 11 years. I've worked with this female, two other jobs. This is the third job that I'm working with. You know, we're working together again. But the other two jobs, she wasn't a supervisor.
What goes back 3 years? Were any of these two individuals there 3 years ago?
Well, shoot.
The guy started 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's what I'm picking up on. Okay, so you know what? We've identified the substance of the problem. The remedy, how to solve it, is for another show or a call. We don't have time to go into the remedy, but we've got understood the problem. There is a remedy.
Who's instigating? Who's instigating, the female or the male?
They both. Well, the female
I think the female first, because she has it. She's got some kind of jealousy issue.
And she's probably, I mean, it's a longer history with the female too.
Yeah. Female first, but the male is feeding into it. That gets a little bit complex because when you get into those zones and you get into past lives, the morphing of female and male energies keep changing over lifetimes. I would, you know, so because this is, when you say, well, which one, we have to also assume that it's past life. So it's hard to say, but I would say female first, then male came in, but the male's a troublemaker.
And, you know, it's interesting, the energies between female and the male are an 11, and the energies between Jane and the female are 11. So there's some kind of, like, the rivalry on that second chakra level. And that's probably
the male,
why they're
the male is a 23, aligning. She's a 32. So
yeah, I know, there's that inverted, I know.
You know, it's like football. You got to tackle. You got to tackle the issue. This isn't ballroom dancing. You got to tackle the issue. You can call us back.
Yeah, we're back on the air Wednesday, or you can do a private call.
Or you could do a private
562-596-7818 is the number to call Jane. And we'll try to help you our way out behind the scenes too. Okay.
Okay. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay. Yeah. You're welcome. I'm having a problem unmuting. There we go. And 336, I'm going to bring on. I don't know if you'd like a reading. Would you like a reading, 336? Or are you just listening?
336?
Yes, that's
you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, you just didn't have your hand raised. So I thought I'd check because I thought maybe that might have been an oversight on your part.
Yeah, I've not been on here. I've listened to things before, but I've not been on an actual live reading before, so I'm not sure how this works.
Oh, okay. So, well, you know, we can, what's your name?
My name's Catherine.
Catherine with a C or a K?
K.
K. We like the letter K. and what's your birth date, Catherine?
7/14/78.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 22, and 37, 10, 1. Okay. Well, you can ask a question or, you know, do something general if you choose. Well, it's up to you. Did you have a specific topic?
If anything in particular wants to come through, you know, beyond what I want to ask, feel free to go for it. You know, I've got a lot going on with transition and writing and destiny and kind of not unsure where I'm going to actually quite gifted psychically myself, and just in this transition and change, I've got a lot of channeled writing I'm working on. And spirit keeps telling me it's time, but then something holds me back. I don't know if it's me or if it's spirit kind of like holding me back a little bit, because it's going to take a long time to really write everything out. It's like going through the histories of the earth, the present energies now, and our future coming, and like clearing out a lot of old historical karma on the planetary level of work. So I'm actually quite advanced being.
I was going to ask what state she was calling from, one, and two, I was going to ask what happened 2 years ago, but anyway.
That's okay.
So what state are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. You may have said that, but okay. North Carolina, so 2 years ago, right? 2 years ago, there would have been a change. 37? She's 37, 10, 1, right?
Well, she's compounded, so it might be a little bit vague.
No, I completely...
2 years ago, she was 37. She's 39 now.
Yes, yeah, 37. So 37.
But I want to ask you, you can answer that. But first of all, listen to me closely, because you may think it makes no sense to you at the beginning. But what is your connection? And answer the question in any way you can to horses.
My daughter. Isn't the horses.
Okay.
So here's where we start. Here's where we start the brief reading. We're getting horses. So that goes to your daughter. So the first door that we step into has to do with your connection to your daughter before we can get to the meat of this of the situation. Something to do with your daughter, your connection with your daughter, how your daughter came into existence, the father of the daughter, you know, where the daughter is right now in your life. That, and was your daughter ever sick throughout her childhood?
Well, I actually, gosh, a couple months ago, I got back from intense ceremony out west, and I came back, and all these tests came, and part of that was I found out my daughter was being abused. And me being extremely intuitive, I was experiencing everything that she was.
So you were
on top
picking
of,
up physically her symptoms of abuse, so she was abused?
She's in an abusive relationship right now.
No.
With a man.
So here's what we've got so far. Don't forget, this is a radio reading. The first time you've talked to us, this is now this is getting complex. We got horse, which led to your daughter. I got sick, which led to abuse. And we are now assuming that this is a problem that's too overwhelming for the radio. I mean, you can call back.
Yeah.
You can call back.
Well, yeah, I know there's this karmic thing that's clearing because I was abused when I was pregnant with her, and she's got some things that she is learning through this. I already understand all of this.
You were abused when you were pregnant with her, and I said that there's going to be a connection with her. So now it goes into your abuse. You see, the more we talk, the deeper it's going to get. But we're on the track. We got the right trail. Now we just have to figure out how to clean it up. But we're on the right trail. That's the good news. That's a very good news that we found it.
Can I
psychics?
Can I ask again? Was there anything that you remember 2 years ago, 2015, that occurred that was significant in your life, Catherine?
It seems like all timelines are all intermixed right now.
Okay, well, you don't have to.
Well, even beyond that, that's important, but when you were 10, there would have been a change, a disruption, about the fifth grade, and you'd have to go there. This gets a little messy, because we'd have to go there and then go forward. There seems to be somebody who got hurt, and they had to have stitches. I'm picking up. So.
Anything at 10? Because we've got 5 minutes and we've got another caller.
That's okay. Yeah, I can journey into that. I can't really think of anything right now. I know, like, being a very sensitive person and in my life path, I've had a lot of challenges. I'm not sure. I'd have to really, like,
know. Okay, don't worry.
We have
anybody hurt with stitches?
I've had stitches. I've been in a bad car accident when I was 14.
Okay. Got it.
14 car accident, but see, that's your day, Catherine.
Yeah.
She had a car accident at 14.
Yeah, see, we're on the right trail. The trail is important to be on the right trail. Now we got to figure out how to clean it up, but that's where we got so far.
Yeah, we're running out of time, and we've got to fit this other caller in, Catherine. So you're welcome to call back, or you can call us personally, 562-596-7818.
Sure.
But that's a good start. Okay, and we're back on the air Wednesday, if you want to call the show again. Get in the queue a little
earlier.
Okay,
thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, 845 is our final caller. It's going to be short. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Lucy. How are you?
Oh, Lucy. Hi. I was thinking about you today.
Really? Oh.
I really was. Yeah. I was thinking about you. So, how are you? Did you get the job with loss prevention? Or were you going into?
No. No, I didn't even get the interview yet.
Oh no, but it's still in progress, right?
Yes, this is still in progress. I never
still moving forward. What's your question today?
My question is again about my son. He's been behaving erratical. It's a very. Yeah, my daughter and I went last week for a lunch to California just for a couple hours. And then I decided not to stay. And then I went forward to my next trip. And last week he was very, I don't know what happened to him, but I would like to know.
So he lives in California, right?
Yes, he lives in California.
I'm hearing my voice back.
Are you?
What do you mean? You went to California, you saw your son, and you're not feeling comfortable about his life right now?
Yes, I'm not at all.
Uh-huh.
He
this is continuing.
Is he in a relationship?
And no, he is not in a relationship. He joined a good gym, a very beautiful gym, and then a week later, the lady he works for a big corporation, but then the lady called me a week last Friday and yesterday. She said she was very concerned because didn't report to work.
Does he have any history of taking either legitimate or illegitimate drugs?
No, he doesn't take drugs.
But I asked that 6 months ago on the show. I asked that same question because she was having this problem.
I don't know. I don't know, Lucy. There's something. Has he ever? He goes to the gym a lot. Is he all pumped up? Is he strong?
He is very healthy, and then is a way of. He's very healthy. He drinks a lot of water. He's not really. He's just looking for fitness.
I got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're running out of time, and the discomfort you have, I'm not sure. That may go into a deeper other zone of the energy. Is the father not visible in his life?
No. His father, we already talked about it. He went to Czech Republic. He just spent 1 or 2 days with the father. It's supposed to be a father-son trip, and then he just decided to draw him in one of the properties and went on with his life. He didn't really share any.
I recall. Yeah, mm-hmm. I recall. You know, there's something there that has to be somewhat investigated with the element of your son's psyche, his mindset. There might be some underlying depression that, as a mother, you're picking up on, and that might be concerning. It's sometimes hard to articulate that, so you don't really see it in front of your face, but you get a feeling for it, and there's something in there that might be the problem. So we can't solve that right now. It seems to be a continuing problem, but I think, as I recall, the father's ego is not a real healthy ego. He's somewhat arrogant, as I'm hearing, I recall.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's something in there that's getting confusing in your son's life, and that's what we would need to look at deeply in terms of trying to resolve this issue for you.
Yes.
You know, you can call back on the show. Hopefully, if you call back early, we can give you more time, or you can do a personal, something like that. But it has to do with, how old is your son, real quick?
He was born in 1993, April 20th, 1993.
Yeah, we have the birth date somewhere, but I couldn't find it.
He's like 24, something like that.
Oh, and that's actually in his karmic side. So going backwards is his 2 and 4 is his 8. Yeah. So he's probably
problem. There's a problem going on right now, and this problem may go on until he's 26. So I don't know. We got to figure it out. There's something there that would have to be resolved.
He's a 28-10 one.
But I don't know why I'm getting 26 with him. He's 24, but then I'm getting something about 26.
2 years.
So. There might be something in there, and I'd love to go on, Liz, but we don't have time. We've got to close the show.
Yeah, we have to close.
But if he complained about his feet, make a note of that. If he has any complaints about his feet at any time, make a note of that for us.
Yes, he did. I took him to the orthopedic, and the orthopedic said he couldn't run anymore because he was the number one in the county for his age. At the age of 13, and he couldn't run anymore because his knees and his feet.
He has
flat feet.
Yeah, got it. That's our validation to go forward with investigating this a little bit further psychically. But that's up to you. You can do the radio show, or you could call us, or, you know, it's up to you what you want to do. But that's getting us a validation.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Lucy, we've got to close, but keep in touch with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. 562-596-7818 or call us back on Wednesday. We are on the air at 9 a.m. at that time, Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers. And we didn't even get to our topic again.
No.
Okay, we'll close it up on Wednesday. Bye-bye.